Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Straight Talk Podcast. Your man, Big Reg.
Got a special guest on the phone line right now. It's from the Connecticut area, Middletown, Connecticut, to be exact. A big, big deal here. When I say big, I mean my man, Andre Drummond. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm all right. Welcome to the show, first of all.
Good to be here. Good to be here, man.
I see you balling out there. You killing them with the rebounds and the double-doubles.
Oh, yeah, man. It's happening. You're having a pretty good season this year. It's playing great. It's a positive year for us, man, having a new coach, good spirits all around.
I didn't mention he plays for the Detroit Pistons and an All-Star. Can't leave that out.
Oh, you can't leave that out. Two times.
Let's get into it, man. You're making music now.
Yeah. You know, it's a good way for me to get away from basketball, man. You know, I really had a passion for music for a really long time, man. You know, I started out DJing first.
Oh, you was a DJ?
I started DJing like 4 or 5 years ago. You know, I got into it, and I got to a point where I was like, man, I don't want to keep playing other people's music. I'd rather have people playing my music and enjoy it instead of me DJing other people's music. So I got into the whole music thing, started, you know, doing freestyles and just making random songs until I figured out what my sound was and what I wanted to talk about. And, you know, I started just putting out real projects. I put out my first album this past summer on my birthday on the 10th, FYI. Really, really cool project, and I have some really cool people on there that I did.
Was rapping a passion, man? Because when you was here playing prep school, high school, pro-am, all of that, I never knew that you was doing music or was even into it.
You know, I would always do it for fun with some of my teammates, you know, growing up, you know, just mess around in the locker room and we'd do like little freestyles and stuff like that. I always had fun doing that. And, you know, over time, over the years, like I said, I just got more and more into it and fell in love with it and, you know, really started getting into it.
How do you find time to get into the studio and promote your music and everything with basketball? Because you're fairly young in the business, in the basketball game. You got a lot of time left. So how do you find time to balance that?
This is year 7 for me. And I didn't start helping me put my music out this past summer. I did that for a reason. I wanted to get myself established first in the league before I started stepping publicly into the music world. But I've been doing music, you know, on the low by myself for quite some time. And obviously basketball comes first, but I found, as the years went on, there was more time where I had, you know, time to lay down and relax and, you know, do nothing after my practices and workouts and after my film sessions. So I would start doing music to kind of get away from basketball and step into a whole new realm of something different. And I found that, like, again, I found a passion for it.
You had any mentors in the music business? Because you got access to probably anybody.
Yeah, you know, Chris Bond's one of my really good friends. Just built a relationship with Gucci Man. Tank is one of my close friends as well, too. So, you know, I always talk to those guys and stuff that they do to, you know, get a clear head in what they talk about and why they talk about it, you know, how they come about their music and their beats and things like that.
You said you wanted to figure out your sound. What did you come up with?
When I started, I just was rapping at first. I was rapping at first and saying whatever to see how I sounded. And once I found the tone and, you know, my melodic sound that I have, I started getting together words that sounded good. And over time, I started having one set sound that worked.
All right, now tell me this. I work for the radio, and I know what artists have to do when they have a hot record. So if your record takes off, you got the project out now for your information. So if a single off of that project takes off and the season is going on, they say you got to strike while it's hot. So you got to go do promo at radio stations, promo concerts and all of that. What is Drummond going to do if that happens at the same time?
So the best part about it is I play in the city that music is great in, L.A., New York, Miami, Houston, so all those cities I play in. So if and when my records do pop, I have the opportunity to be in those cities and I can play my games. I can always do radio appearances right there and then, so it would never interfere with my basketball.
Anybody far as coach or teammate think that the music can interfere with the plan? Because y'all doing pretty good right now.
No, we're playing great. And again, like I said, basketball's my main focus, and that's what I pride myself on, and the music is what comes second. And whenever I do have time to do my stuff, I do it. And my coach is actually really supportive of it, which is pretty cool. He actually asked to come to one of my sessions earlier this year to see, like, how I work in the studio outside of basketball. So it's pretty cool for him to be that supportive of me.
Oh, okay.
In the music aspect.
It's always good when the boss is supported. If you just joined us, we're talking to Andre Drummond from the Detroit Pistons. He's doing music now. How do you pronounce the name that you go by? I see is Drum X and D? Did I say that right?
Yeah, it's a Drummond with an X, though, without the O.
Without the O. I'm reading Drummond, Drum X and D. It's just, so that's just saying drumming.
Drumming.
Just a fly way to spell it.
Correct.
Okay. And I see you got a lot of collabs from a lot of artists in Detroit. See, you got somebody named Snapdog, Drew Parks.
Yes.
Tells.
Yes. Snap is one of my really good friends out here, too, and he is on fire right now. So the song Fast that I had with him, you know, when I did it, I had three verses on it, and I didn't like it. So I took off the second verse, and I called him. I asked him what he thought about the song, and he loved it. He wanted to get on it immediately. So, you know, he really, really, really dope verse on that song, and it's a great song. And me and Jay out of L.A., he's an incredible singer. I did a song, Change with Her. It's actually one of my favorite songs in there, too. Them Trails is the one who I grew up with, you know, hometown friend, and a lot of work that I've done with him as well, too.
I know you can fund it. That's not a problem. But are you doing this on your own? Or are you looking to get a deal? Or what is the end-all, be-all for drumming on this?
For me right now, I'm just going to put the music out there. I really enjoy it. I have the people that like it, love it. And obviously, it's going to get picked up over time. I'm not looking for it as of today. Yeah, obviously, I'm doing pretty well in the field that I'm in. But this is something I'm going to step into outside the basketball when I'm done playing, so... Right now, a lot of people that I work closely with, you know, I work as a guy at Atlantic that I work with that helps me get me different beats and things like that as well. But I really know I'm going to open them up on this Telehall label as well, too.
So there's Global Records. Is that your label?
Yes, sir. I can do anything global, yes.
Okay, I can do anything global.
Correct.
These artists that's featured on your project, they're assigned to you?
Nope. They're with their own.
Okay. Do you have any other artists on your label?
As of now, no. I'm not looking for any artists right now because, again, that takes time away from basketball. So right now, I just find myself.
So off-season is going to be your big time.
Correct.
You went to school in Connecticut. A lot of people know you here. Have you ever thought about dealing with any of the artists here in Connecticut? As you probably know, there's a lot of them here.
Yeah. Chris Levy is actually a really close friend of mine, too. I definitely would love to do some work with those guys, too. Just some cool inner-city kids as well. So Hartford, I would love to work out with. Even people in Middletown, where I'm from, too, just to get a project that people come back home would be really dope, too.
You got a family member that's rapping also, Don ZOP. Yeah. Any chance of you guys doing a collab?
Honestly, you know, I don't really know what's going on with him, man. You know, I've seen the work that he's doing. You know, obviously, really, really happy for him, really proud of the work that he's doing. You know, he signed to a label. You know, he's done a lot of great shows with Pusha T, which is dope. In terms of doing music with him, I don't know where that's going right now. But, again, you know, no hate in my blood at all for the kid. You know, I love him. That's my cousin, my blood cousin. So, nothing with the best. Never.
Yeah, I got the same sentiments about each other. I interviewed him probably a month ago, I think, and we spoke about it. And he told me that you and him good. He has no bad blood with you, probably just the people around you. And you're saying that you're good with him. You wish him the best. So, it shouldn't be no problem with you two getting together and make some good music, because I think he's a pretty good artist myself.
Sure.
All right, so was it planned for you to use these guys from Detroit on your project? Because like you said, Chris Brown is a good friend. Tank is a good friend. Yeah, you could have got anybody.
For me, I didn't want to take it that route. You know, a lot of guys in the league have done that, have used a lot of the big-name artists to get themselves on, and I didn't want to do it that way. I could have easily done that. And then I didn't look at it like, oh, well, you're only on because if you had this and that person on the album, people would change it back on music. For me, not for those who's on it. So that's kind of why I did it the way I did it.
But do you have any of the big features in the works?
Yeah, my next one is going to be crazy.
Oh, so you already got that plan?
Yeah.
You sounded real excited when you said that.
Yeah. I'm 30-some deep right now, so I'm going to put out probably a Part A and Part B album for the summertime.
Do you feel like you're getting better with every project or every song?
Yeah, every song that I do, I have more and more fun with it, and it sounds a lot better than the last one. So I'm just having a lot of fun with it. Continue to grow with it, you know, really just expand my passion for music.
What would you classify your music?
What I classify it as?
Who would you compare it to as far as the sound?
You know, I think I just have a different tone from most people, man. I don't really compare myself to anybody.
You know, I asked that because everybody had somebody who inspired them to do things, and sometimes, you know, the person that inspired you, sometimes you could take pieces and bits of them and, you know, put it into your own thing.
Yeah, Dave East is one of my favorites when it comes to
okay. rapping. Dave East, okay. Do anybody give you flack for, like, being a 7-foot rapper? Do they take you serious? It's definitely unique. Shaq did it. Shaq was probably the most successful
athlete to ever rap, but yeah, it does make you unique.
I think here now, I mean, people are really starting to be more accepting of it. At first, you kind of, but I understand what you're doing, say, like, focus on basketball, but the more and more stuff that I put out, the more serious I take it, the more serious people take me, so.
I think that's one of the tough things because, you know, the word is all rappers want to be athletes and all athletes want to be rappers.
Vice versa.
Yeah. An athlete can be a rapper faster than a rapper can be an athlete. So so you got more athletes being rappers. So it's like, okay, they just doing this just to do it because most rap come from a place of pain or struggle. In the NBA, it's not a lot of that.
Yeah, but we all have past too. It's not like we just came into money. Well, a lot of us didn't come into money, so we all have stories as well too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Let's talk about a little bit on the court, man. So I need you to dunk on Joel Embiid one time for me.
We done playing him now. We played him 3 times already.
Oh, you played him 3 times. I seen one game. How did you fare the other two against them?
The last game we played him, I played him really well. He's a good player, man. Really good player. Yeah. He's a guy that gets the ball in possession. He's a tough guard.
Who's the toughest person for you to guard?
I would say him because it's like when you play other big men, you're really dealing with pick and rolls. You're dealing with, you know, them being in the paint and not really getting the ball. But for him, he's touching the ball every possession. So it's like you're all constantly moving every time he gets the ball. So he's a tough guard. He's really good at drawing fouls as well, too. You know, really, really respect his game.
Do you feel like you are like a gem because your game is not like today's game? You're a big man who bangs down low, dunk on people, get the ball in the post. You do all the dirty work. You don't see that from a lot of big men now. Everybody's out at the three-point line. Did you ever think, I want to shoot a three-pointer?
I have. I've made 4 already this year.
You made 4. That's cool. But it's other big dudes who's shooting that many in the first quarter.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
For me, that's not something I'm doing all the time. That's not something I'm gonna do all the time. For me, more likely, I'm gonna take the open shot if I'm open. Other than that, I'm beating you up in the paint.
Would it be a problem if they were to say, "All right, Dre, we need you to step out behind that 3-point line, the shot"?
Probably.
You would do it.
I mean, I've done it my whole life. I just came in the NBA, and
I was just about to say, you was doing it when you was home.
Yeah. Yeah, I was doing it when I was younger, so it's not something that's new to me. I just get paid to be a big man, and that's not a problem for me.
Okay, so you doing what the check is for. Nothing wrong with that.
Whatever will help us win.
How much longer you got in Detroit, contractually?
I have 2 more years left of my 5-year deal, and I'll be up to re-sign again.
And you see how people are moving around all over the place. Would you ever think about joining a super team?
No, I like where I'm at. You know, this is my team. You know, Detroit is home for me. I really enjoy it here. Obviously, I can't control it if I get traded, but I do enjoy being here.
But if it was up to you, you'll stay in Detroit.
For sure.
I'm going to let you run, man. Let's talk about this album again real quick. It's called For Your Information. It's on your own label called I Can Do Anything Global Records. I hope you come in and grab some of these artists here because they talk to me all the time about getting a shot, getting a break, and I can only do so much.
Sure.
You coming back this summer to play any Pro-Am or anything?
Yeah, I was actually talking to some of my friends about playing in Arthur Current again, coming out there, being in the Osgood again. I played in the Osgood 2 summers ago, so I'm definitely looking forward to coming back and, you know, being out in the community more in Connecticut this summer.
Yeah, and you had an AAU team with the younger kids before, right?
Yeah, I had the younger team too, yes.
You looking into doing anything with the kids again like that?
Yeah. You know, I haven't really came around to an idea of what I want to do yet. This summer, I definitely want to come back and do a camp. So that's what I'm planning for right now. You know, my team and I are planning on coming back to do a camp for the kids. Kind of a stay-away camp, find a nice little location, and,
that'd
really
be dope.
Do big for the kids in Connecticut.
That'd be super dope. Hopefully, you could perform on Hot Jam one day. That'd
100%.
Be dope, right?
100%. That'd be great. That'd be incredible, man. Coming up, like, from watching it to being in, it'll be real for me.
Listen, I don't wish you the best of luck. And tell Reggie Jackson I said he don't got to shoot the ball every time he get it. He can pass it down in the post to you sometime. I know he got game, but he don't got to shoot it every time. And tell him he look like Bobby Shmurda.
I tell him every day. That's what I call him on the court.
Okay. Are you cool with a lot of the players in the league on the offseason?
Yeah. Because
it's like a real friendly league now.
Well, it's gotten a lot better. You know, it's gotten a lot. Everybody is here for the common goal, just to take care of the family and win basketball games, so.
All right, well, you know what? Hopefully you could get a ring, bring it back to Detroit, and then come down to Connecticut and let us look at it, too.
For sure. sure, man. Thank you.
Also tell Blake Griffin, get a left hand. Again, my man, Andre.
You guys, I'll be sure to get it to him.
You let him know. Hey, if he get mad, you just tell him, hey, I'm just trying to help. That's all. I don't want no problems. My man, Andre Drummond, make sure you check him out. Hey, tell him where they can get your music from.
Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, you can get it anywhere. FYI, Drummond, D-R-U-M-M-X-N-D.
All right, that's what's up. Good luck, and follow him on all social medias. Is Andre Drummond?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for calling up, bro, and good luck with the rest of the season.
Hey, man, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for calling.
Sure, anytime.